This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for hour number two of The Usual Suspects. Plenty going on with the NBA. We'll continue to keep you updated. Some deals still being formulated, but someone was asking me on Twitter if LeBron knew about any of these deals going down, especially his best friend Dwayne Wade going back to the Miami Heat. And according to Ramona Shelburne, Nick, your girl, said that the Cavs gave Wade the option of going back home to Miami after they let him know that his playing time would be cut considerably with the people that they were about to obtain in trades, as well as the improved play of the guy who played last night, CC Osman, big rookie front court player that played fairly well. And LeBron was also spoken to throughout the course of the talks gaining traction, including right before the game last night against Minnesota, where he hit the game winner, and they let him know about Dwayne Wade ahead of time.
Well, there might be another built-in excuse for the team, for the Cavs, right? Hey, look, we're not getting rid of Wade. We're trying to make the team play better. We're cutting down his minutes. He wants to leave because he knows he's not going to get this minutes. Do you want your boy to be unhappy and not play any minutes? It kind of gives him an excuse, doesn't it?
I'm sorry. I wasn't listening. Because somebody tweeted us a tribute video to Isaiah Thomas as a Cleveland Cavalier. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's horrible. But don't I'm sorry, guys.
It's good. But do you think that's a build? I mean, like, it's not necessarily on them if Wade leaves in this situation, is it?
On the Cavs?
If it's true that they're going to cut their minutes, cut his minutes because they're bringing in new players.
Well, from what I saw, that they did let LeBron know that it was up to him, up to Wade.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So, like, if it was Wade's choice to leave, it's not the Cavs' fault, right?
No, but they put the deal in place and said, hey, we can send you back to Miami if you want to go. Otherwise, you're going to be here, but you probably won't play much.
Yeah, we'll let you weigh it out and decide however you want to handle this.
You can sit here and just be along for the ride.
Hang with LeBron, be his best friend.
And not play.
And if someone gets hurt, we'll throw you out there.
Yeah.
But otherwise, if you want to go back home now, we'll make it happen.
And I think that that's nice of the Cavs to do that because they didn't have to. They could have just said, look, LeBron, you got what you wanted. He's got to go.
Or maybe they did because they had LeBron on the team.
Well,
I don't know.
I mean, that was whatever sources on ESPN basically said that they ran it by him or his agent or both and let him know that, you know, and LeBron said, yeah, I think that's fair.
Think about this, Barry.
Of course, that's all according to ESPN.
Here's the other thing. What was the biggest problem the Cavs had before they made all these deals?
Isaiah Thomas?
Now that's what we're assuming. But what was the overriding factor? People weren't getting along. A lot of problems in the locker room.
Yeah.
Maybe D-Wade was one of the guys mixing it up. He was one of the guys stirring the pot. As a veteran, and he knows he's secure because he's LeBron's boy. Maybe he was a guy pointing fingers and shooting daggers, too. So maybe that was part of clearing out the locker room, too.
A lot of speculation when you don't know. But, that it very well could be. Although I don't know that has that ever been the case with D-Wade? I can't recall.
Well,
I'm not saying it hasn't.
He's always been either the first or second fiddle.
But but has there ever been a time in his career when people were like, oh, he's got a bad attitude? Because if he was doing it now, chances are he would have done it before. Because that would be the kind of guy that he is. Right?
Yeah, look, I've never heard anybody say he's a bad apple.
I'm not suggesting. Yeah. I'm just asking if you had ever heard anything.
Dwayne was a bad apple. But again, as we all know, looking at Carmelo Anthony, when you're always the man everywhere you have gone and played and suddenly you are a afterthought in the case of Wade or a third option in the case of Carmelo, it could be a whole new ball game and you can't predict how they're going to react.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Not surprisingly, by the way, our boy Chris Broussard.
Now
thinks LeBron and the rest of the Cavs are better than any team in the East. Well, I said it first, Broussard, and I said it before, so just step off. And another name we're hearing being traded before the deadline, Orlando was rumored to be making moves, Elfrid Payton. That means Elfrid Payton
and his hair and
Moutier, which is obnoxious.
Yeah.
But Payton and Moutier, who were lottery picks that everybody, young kids coming in the draft a few years ago, everybody said, these are going to be the faces of the NBA in the coming years at the point guard position. Both of them obviously don't have the value that everybody thought they would because they're being shipped on at trade deadline for basically a bag of peanuts.
Yeah.
So that's that.
We'll just OU Mike. I'm not going to read his text.
Oh, he's back to that OU Mike?
Yeah, he just asked about a player named D. Sider. First name Dickens.
Uh-huh.
Has he been moved yet?
Uh-huh.
And they said that the NBA trades are getting exciting. So, no. You, Mike, you're really on a roll. Don't ruin it.
Yeah. Pick your spots. He got traded for overalls and a facelift.
Pick your spots.
OU, Mike. Jeez. Yeah, you were doing so well.
Right. Yeah, so well. And, you know, when we did our little show prep thing, I was like, man, I'm going to put all these stories in here about all this other stuff. Because I was not expecting today to be very active.
I expected something, but I didn't expect that many moves. You
right,
know what I
mean? Something. Not this windfall of
right
trades and
I'm with you.
I wasn't planning on it. So I was like, well, we might get a couple trickle in, but now it's officially over. It's 2:06.
And nothing came out.
So it's officially over, but there'll be 20 minutes, the next 30 minutes, maybe an hour.
Over under,
there'll
boys,
be some
on
stuff
trades
that
we'll
out
find out about between now and, say, the
when
end of the show.
When we go off the air?
Yeah.
I'll set the over under at 1.5.
Ooh, that's low.
You yeah think that's low?
I'll go over on that yeah one.
I think I would set the over under at 3.
Yeah, well, you got to do a half.
Three and a half.
Can't be a half trade.
3.5.
So you're saying I'll take the under for sure then.
Okay.
I'll take the under on that too.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be more than 3. I don't think there'll be 4 or more trades announced.
Unless the GMs are just in
the
a Moutier mood.
The trade hasn't been announced yet, so I at least get one, I think. I'm sorry, the Payton deal. Yeah. Yeah. I tend to go over. Normally, okay, there's a handful that happen
I saw,
after the deadline.
I didn't see. I don't know if you looked it up, but as I was walking back in during the break from the restroom on our TV, it just said Payton traded, but I didn't see to who because I kept walking because I didn't want to be late. But I didn't care because I didn't figure it'll be announced soon enough. So that might be one.
I guess it can get over because there's probably going to be a bunch of smaller.
So
trades.
Technically, that one happened before the deadline.
Nope.
Because it was on TV.
But it's not official.
Doesn't
not
matter.
Official.
It doesn't matter.
Yes,
it was
it
on TV before 2 o'clock.
The Wizards traded Sheldon Mack to the Hawks. There's one after the 2 o'clock hour.
Yeah, well, see, that's why it's going to be over. He's probably going to be right. Because there's going to be a bunch of smaller ones
yep
that we don't know
about. Yep,
that's what I'm talking about.
Yep.
That's
going to
pop up.
I hate when you're right.
I know you do. Here's the other thing that's funny. When we talk about all these bloggers and everybody that think they're journalists,
yeah,
they're all out there going, so-and-so team decided to do nothing and stand pat because, and then 5 minutes, you know, like 15 minutes later, they're going to be like, yeah, that team just made 2 trades.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They're going to look pretty silly,
no
aren't
doubt
they?
About it, yeah.
All right, so we'll count that as one. I'm not giving you the Payton trade. I saw it on TV.
I don't see it anywhere.
Doesn't matter. I saw it on TV before the 2 o'clock deadline. It's not going to count because somebody announced it or leaked it or whatever. It's got to be anything that wasn't known before 2 o'clock. So you'll have. So you got one.
I got one.
All right. And this is until the end of the show, you said, or 3 o'clock?
This is.
You're still going to be right. It doesn't matter. It just makes me sick. I'm trying to.
This is also what I don't like, by the way. The Minnesota Timberwolves just put breaking. We have a move to announce, ... And don't. It could be like someone changed the residences in Minneapolis.
You know who else is bad about the comics? We're very bad about to be like, big show news next week. Like, well, just wait till next week then, dummy. Don't, hey, I got some big news coming in a week. Well, don't, that's just,
you're
stroking
your ego. There
are a
bunch of radio shows that, it's just a bunch of teases. Coming up next.
Yeah, I don't.
In 5 minutes.
We're bad at that.
In 3 segments.
Yeah.
Next hour.
Coming up next, live read
in
for
the final
State
hour.
Oh, that's not how you do it.
We don't tease as much as we should.
We probably, well, I've never been a good tease. You?
We'll be back.
No, I'm not letting you out of it, Joel. Answer the question. You're under oath.
I don't think that's my style.
Vicky's like, that's not my style. All right. You know what?
Look,
right
Lisa's
now.
Lisa's in the car.
Oh. Yeah, good for you. You dodged that bullet like the Matrix, didn't you? Hey, right now, you're sitting there in your house and you're thinking, all right, I've got to sell this home. I need money fast. I've got back taxes that I owe. And with everything else coming up with tax season, I don't want to deal with it. I've got my HOA dues. It's middle of February. The Homeowners Association is telling you you owe 3 years of dues. They might foreclose on your home. You're going through a divorce. You're in a bankruptcy. Maybe you've even been unemployed and you can't afford your house anymore. I've got a solution for you, and I want you to call Gulf State Home Buyers, 281-717-6100. Here's what they're going to do. They're going to come out. They're going to look at your home. They're going to give you a cash offer for your house. And then you can take that and say, you know what? Maybe I don't want to do this. Maybe it's not enough money. But the folks at Gulf State will come out. They'll give you a fair honest offer in cash for your home. You're under no obligation to take it, but you can look at that, evaluate your situation, and decide if it's right for you. So call them, 281-717-6100. Maybe you're waiting on your FEMA check from Hurricane Harvey, and you're deciding whether you want to rebuild or not. And maybe it's cheaper to just sell it and move on. That's what Gulf State Home Buyers is there for. The cool thing is, once you get involved with Gulf State Home Buyers, they take care of everything. So you don't have the hassle of dealing with all the paperwork and the title companies and having to deal with all that. They take care of everything. You just sign when you're done, and that's it. It's over. So give them a call, 281-717-6100. Let them help you. They've got an entire staff of professionals, including attorneys, in-house, ready to help you, ready to help you understand what your situation is and how you can rectify it, whether it's title issues or you just need a quick closing and you need some cash in your pocket. Call Gulf State Home Buyers, 281-717-6100, or hit them up on the web, gulfstatehomebuyers.com.
Need a new restaurant to go to?
Do you know where I could find an organic Vietnamese taco truck around here?
Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news from Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
We are back. Hour number two. Usual Suspects. Barry giving away tickets to the big headlining shows this weekend at the Joint.
Wow, we got to do that right now. It's 2:15.
That's coming up. Well, if you say it, let's do it. Go roll with it.
Let's do it. So yesterday we did the six top, the tables for six. So not quite this time around. We're gonna do, I talked to Ken, we're going to do more giveaways. So tune in at three if you don't win. But we're going to do two sets of up to four tickets, which is still an $80 value. So we're going to, now don't call the station. I'm going to tell you guys right now, you're going to call the Joke Joint. We're not going to handle this. The Joke Joint is going to handle it. So the first two callers to get in touch with the Joke Joint at 281-481-1188. 281-481-1188. First couple of callers are going to win a table of up to four from one of my shows this weekend. I think they'll even let you pick when you want to come. If you want to come at 10 o'clock on Friday night, or you want to come to the 7 o'clock show Saturday if there's still tickets left, because those usually get close to selling out. So 281-481-1188. And yesterday people were saying there's a message. Just push one, and if you don't get through, leave a voicemail. And if you're a winner, they'll call you back. It's that easy.
There you have
done.
It.
Done.
Good luck, people.
Yeah.
Don't bitch if you don't win.
Yeah, don't start tweeting
and texting
me. Don't
get the tickets if you're not going to use them.
Yeah, that's the big thing. Because I'll get all the names. They'll tell me who won, and I'll check. And if you don't go, I'm going to follow you on Twitter and then block you on purpose. Just, I don't know that nobody cares about that.
You ready for this one?
What?
Several sources reporting the Rockets didn't make a move, which we're all okay
with,
right? So at least Daryl was, for like a split second, was able to put his ego on the back burner.
Hey.
And not make a deal. Now, David Aldridge is reporting, however, because I was mentioning to you guys in the break that, like, Joe Johnson is the hot commodity and everybody's going to be after him. And if the Celtics get him, they think that that'll help them and whatever the Cavs do.
Yeah.
David Aldridge just tweeted this. Rockets have been, are, and continue to be interested in Joe Johnson as a potential add. They've been working on the assumption he'd be available one way or another after the trade deadline per source. Might be a guy they add to the mix. Would you rather have Joe Johnson or frontline help? So let's just go hypothetical. Would you rather have Joe Johnson or Tyson Chandler?
Tyson Chandler.
I totally agree.
Because I'm Nene's health worries me. Even though he played a back-to-back and he played pretty well.
Which was rare, but right.
Yeah, but I'm with you because I think that this team is still somewhat deep everywhere else.
Yeah, that's my thinking
because
too.
You
but here's
at,
the other thing. We talk about D-Wade needing minutes even though he's on the downside. Joe Johnson ain't coming here to sit on the bench every night.
No. But you look at what they did with the lineup. I was looking at it. I was like, wow, okay. So you had Mbamute starting at power forward against the Heat. Tucker started at small forward. And then, of course, Capella, Harden, and Paul. And then Nene coming off the bench, Green, and Brown actually got some minutes.
Last night, yeah.
Played 16, didn't score.
Is it Brown?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not Bobby Brown. It's
No. Markelle Brown.
Yeah, Markelle Brown. Right. Yeah.
But out of all of that, this goes back to your point, Joel. And I hate to get, God, you're so right today. It's making me sick. I'm gonna get. Tarik Black did not play coach's decision with three people sitting out, including Ryan Anderson and Trevor Ariza, and he still couldn't sniff the floor.
Jonathan Fagan tweeted that
Tucker played 41 minutes. That tells you right there that D'Antoni would rather wear out Tucker than put Black in the game.
Yeah.
That's a bad sign. So, yeah, I would like to see him get some front court help if you're not going to play Tarik Black.
Jonathan Fagan was of the Chronicle was just tweeting the reason part of the reason why there was no move being made was because he already made his in-season move, and that was Gerald Green. And that was the tweet. I don't know if that's how much truth.
Yeah, I'm not buying that. The biggest thing is that they like what they got. They know what they need, and they know that what they need can be had for free and just paying them the rest of the year once the deadline's over with. And the one thing that we talked about was they want to add, but not if it means having to subtract someone in your rotation that's been a good player for them. Look, they're in a great position. They're in a power position, and I'm happy for them.
Now, I didn't get to watch the game because I was out and about, and then I got home and I had to write my article.
Pump the article.
Sportsmap.com. I just wrote an article basically telling everybody to shut up and the Colts to stop whining about Josh McDaniels doing them dirty because it's business. And the point I made in the article is basically this. If any of us had a job and we were going to go job hunting and we met with another company, and they were like, well, we'd love to have you. We'll pay you this amount of money. And you're like, great. I'll be back. I'm going to turn in my notice and then I'll start, you know, next week. Or 2 weeks. And then you go to work the following morning and you say, hey, I'm quitting. I'm going to company A. And your company says, well, we'll double your salary from what they're giving you. We'll match that. We'll give you more benefits, an extra week of vacation, this, that, and the other. You're taking that deal. And then you're calling the other company that you said you were going to work for and saying, sorry, they doubled my salary, gave me an extra week of vacation. I'm not coming to work for you. And no one blinks an eye at that. But a coach can't do that?
I'm not taking that deal because I'm loyal.
No.
I got Gallo Media tattooed on my chest.
I almost did it again.
Gallo Media tattooed on my chest.
I almost cussed.
Every person with a job on this planet would do the exact same thing if they were in that situation.
You know where your loyalty lies.
You're damn right. Laminac. I would stay here if Gal offered me more money. That's right.
Here's my thing. It's never final till it's final.
That's right.
So
there's no ink on the paper.
There's nothing to feel guilty about. Yeah, I mean, there's going to be some feelings that might get hurt, but they'll get over it. Fact of the matter is, no one looks out for you better than you.
Absolutely.
And you got to look out for you.
Here's the one argument that somebody said was, well, but they stopped their search. Yeah, well, so does the company, the accounting firm that you're going to go work for. They stop looking for a candidate when you tell them you're going to do it. But guess what they have? They have a ranking. So they say, well, this was our first option, and it was, you know, this guy. And then if that doesn't work or we can't get him, then we'll go with this option and this option. So pull out your board and look at the rest of the coaches that you had ranked. And if you didn't do your due diligence, that's your bad, Colts.
Exactly, yeah.
So yeah. That's what I wrote
about.
You
know what they say about assuming? You know, mm-hmm. And that's exactly what happens in those cases. The Colts actually look like the ones with egg on their face. And everybody's saying, too, well, he'll never get another job because of the way he handled this. That may be true, but probably not because of the fact that, one, New England not only wanted him, but they signed him to a long-term deal, which means whether he's the coach or the coordinator, he's got insurance, he's got security. And then, if you believe what you're reading, he's at least going to get first sniff at Belichick's job when it comes available. That in itself tells other teams, if the Patriots have that high a value for that guy, regardless of what happened with the Colts, if he's willing to come to our team,
yeah,
we're getting a good deal.
I was reading every article I could find on it before I wrote my column because I didn't want to be uneducated about what had happened and what people were speculating the reasons were, maybe people that were inside of his camp or the Patriots camp or the Colts camp. So I read all these articles, and one thing stood out to me in everything that I read, and it was that one of the main things that he was promised was Belichick was going to spend more time with him,
mm-hmm.
mentoring him, teaching him how he manages the salary cap, teaching him about roster construction. If you can get that from a guy like Belichick, one, you're taking that, and two, that tells you that if he's going to train him for that, he's the next to take over for the Patriots because he's learning the Patriots way.
No question.
And it makes sense to stay then.
And like we said all along, if you're the Patriots, you want a guy who knows how to do it the Belichick way because it's a proven success blueprint. If he doesn't know all the idiosyncrasies of it, but he can learn them from the master.
That's right.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. You're going to go somewhere else. And no doubt he can coach, but he's not going to know the rest of the stuff that Belichick does. So you're getting a good coach. But by the way, I stand by what I said. I know you disagree with me. He was a disaster in Denver. So
well, I was just going to say to your point, look, he... you said there's no doubt he can coach, but as a head coach, it's a different scenario. Yeah. And yeah, in 1 year, he got him to the playoffs with Tim Tebow, but there were a lot of people questioning his ego, his decision-making, a lot
Look
of things that
he
did. Look
at his overall record. It was
so
terrible.
The last thing you want to do is do that in two different places, because then you definitely won't get a third opportunity. So why not admit to yourself, hey, I'm in a good position and I can learn from the best to maybe, so when I do get that next opportunity, it isn't my last.
Yeah. And the other thing is people were saying, oh, well, you know, he's burned it again. That now teams aren't going to want to touch him. Well, nobody wanted him after he left Denver, really. Because, again, he looked bad as a head coach in Denver. And this will go away, too. In 5 or 6 years, after a couple more trips to the Super Bowl, teams are going to be like, all right, that's water under the bridge. We're not going to worry about what you did to the Colts. Trust me, all wounds heal with time. And especially in the NFL, if you're a hot prospect or a hot commodity for head coaching.
No doubt. All right, we're at the halfway point. Tickets have been given away in the 2 o'clock hour, but there's still more, right, to be had later in the show, Barry? Is that correct?
What's that? Yes.
Are we giving away more tickets?
Yes, yes. In the 3 o'clock hour, we'll do it one more time. We'll give away a couple more sets of 4.
There you go. All right, so stay tuned for that, and stay tuned next for some healthy eating advice from our top nutritionist, who's going to give you information on how you can eat right, answer questions like, is peanut butter good or bad, as you go on with your weight loss challenge with the usual suspects. Other things like, what can you snack on at night? Like, maybe is pineapple and fruit good, bad, or too much sugar? We'll ask all the right questions of Nicole Fennell and more. You can ask questions as well. Hit us up. Twitter, text, calls. It's all coming up on the second half of the show. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the second half of the big show. It's The Usual Suspects. It's Nick, it's Barry, it's Joel, and you know how we do it. We entertain you and give you all kinds of sports and stuff up until 4 o'clock. Then we turn it over to the Blitz, and one of the things that we did for you to start the new year was we did this Usual Suspects weight loss challenge. We wanted to give back to you, the listeners, at the same time you give back by losing weight, taking better care of yourself so that you're around longer. And we love doing it. The results have been great, but as we've said, now that fantasy football is over, we're going to replace the Sigmund Bloom segment with some healthy tips every Thursday at 2:30. With that being said, Nicole Fennell's going to join us now. She has got a website. She is a nutritionist. She knows everything about what to eat, what not to eat, and you can check her website out. It's Chews, C-H-E-W-S, because that's a catchy little thing, choosefoodwisely.com. And if you choose your food wisely by going to choosefoodwisely.com, you can learn some great things about what to eat and not to eat as you go on your journey. Nicole, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Great to have you on the show. We've got lots of questions. A lot of questions have been lining up. Barry and I have got some as well. Right off the top, I know everybody out there, we've got a bunch of people that are signed up for this challenge trying to lose weight. And one thing we've heard about is peanut butter. A lot of people say it's a healthy food. A lot of people say it's for energy and all those other things. But some people say, and we've had NFL guys on, that have said the surefire way to gain weight is eat peanut butter at night. So two-part question, is peanut butter good for you? And if it is, when's the best time to eat it?
Sure thing. So, you know, that's kind of a loaded question. So I really pride myself on personalizing nutrition recommendations. So some people just genetically, depending on what's going on with their immune system, just don't tolerate peanut butter very well. And that's really where it can become problematic. And then the quality of the peanut butter really matters. So are you eating something that is loaded with sugar and added oils? Are you eating the real deal? So really the quality makes a huge difference. And then in terms of the timing, of course, the amount of calories that you're eating throughout the entire day matter most, but if you are looking to put on some weight, eating a little bit of fat and protein in the form of peanut butter at night would be a way to put on weight because your digestion is slower at night, meaning the peanut butter is going to sit in your intestines a little bit longer and you are able to extract more nutrition from that peanut butter.
What about in the case of on the days that I'm just doing cardio, I'm avoiding peanut butter and those kind of things. On the days that I'm lifting weights, that's where instead of my healthy meal at lunch, I would substitute a peanut butter and jelly sandwich just because of the energy boost as well as the protein and the fats.
Yeah, I would say the majority of the time I would recommend avoiding a peanut butter sandwich because the bread really isn't giving you much nutrition. So if you're really looking to build muscle, whether you're, that day you're doing cardio or strength training, muscles need to repair themselves and they require a lot of nutrients in the form of nutrient-dense food. So natural things like animal proteins, nuts and seeds, whole vegetables and foods in their real food form. So I guess to answer your question in two parts, a sandwich probably wouldn't be the best option. The better option would just be real whole foods in their whole food form.
Okay. As you can tell, Nicole, my partner here really loves peanut butter.
My daughter does, but she doesn't have to lose weight. I'm getting killed by peanut butter.
I have a question for you. So I have a friend who trains MMA up in Dallas, and one of the things that he's doing right now is a diet. And I don't know if this is a new craze or what, but have you heard of this carnivore diet where all people are eating is meat? If you have, I mean, talk a little bit about that, and is that healthy?
Yeah, I would say that that is definitely probably not the healthiest diet. So humans are omnivorous. You can't argue with biology and biochemistry. So we're supposed to be eating meat and plants and nuts and seeds. And the amount is really variable based on people's genetics. So I do a lot of genetic testing and a lot of food sensitivity testing. And through that, we're able to really personalize the macronutrient ratio. So how many proteins, carbs, and fat each person needs. So one person may need a low-fat diet, and the next person may need a high-fat diet.
Okay, so what about the opposite effect where you go, so you're saying eating like a vegan diet can be have the same kind of effect but on the opposite end of the scale? Is that basically what you're saying?
Right. Well, and again, we can't argue with the fact that humans are omnivorous and have been omnivorous for a really, really long time. A vegan diet, just like a carnivorous-only diet, is going to be lacking in a lot of essential nutrients. So would I recommend an extreme dogmatic diet like that? No. But if that's something that you're passionate about embarking upon, I would suggest going into it, educating yourself with the necessary vitamins and minerals that you may be lacking in and supplement those. And then also work with a practitioner like me who can do testing and look at your nutrient status inside your cells to see what your body is really deficient in. So the body runs off of vitamins and minerals and amino acids, and oftentimes people have difficulty losing weight, have difficulty focusing, poor energy, because they're so deficient in nutrition within their cells.
So the other thing that he's doing, and I hadn't really heard of this before, I know I was told, two different things before. I was told if you eat a lot of small meals, like every 2 hours, a couple hundred calories, that'll really help to stimulate your weight loss. But also, there's this short-term fasting where he eats two meals a day. He eats at 3 p.m. and 11 p.m., and that's it. Thoughts on both of those ideas, or is there something that you recommend that most people try to stick with for weight loss?
I like to have mealtime spread out about 3 to 4 hour intervals. So the body repairs itself, meaning you can gain more muscle in periods when your body's at rest, so when it's not focusing on digestion. Men tend to do a little bit better with fasting or intermittent fasting than women do, and there are a lot of health benefits. But I'm personally and professionally just more of a fan of eating earlier in the day and perhaps tapering off. And that was a really typical pattern of what humans have been doing for a long time. So I really try to keep things simple and look back anecdotally as to what humans have been doing, and then also use research to support those recommendations.
Okay, now let's get to just some average questions that we've had and a lot of our listeners have had, including things like they're staying on the eating right, eating healthy, but get that sweet tooth late at night. And I mentioned to Barry that I go with pineapple, and I've been told that pineapple is a good kind of a curtailing a sweet tooth, and it's also good for you. But then my wife has also said you have to be careful about the sugars and the carbs involved in certain fruits. So first of all, give me the benefits and if it's all right eating pineapple, and then second of all, just when we're looking for something to cure a sweet tooth but not go overboard at night.
Right. So, having a sweet tooth at night is really, really common. And sometimes the reasoning behind it can be just simple habit. And habit can be really difficult to change. It takes a couple weeks of willpower And willpower wears out over a while, and so then we have to transition into true habit change. But in terms of other causes, nutritional deficiencies can cause sweet tooth cravings at night, having blood sugar imbalances, but having something like a piece of fruit is typically okay. So having some carbohydrates at night can actually help you sleep better. It helps with the conversion of hormones into melatonin, which is that sleep hormone. The thing about pineapple that's great is that it contains really high amounts of digestive enzymes. So if you're somebody who gets heartburn late at night, pineapple may be a good option. However, pineapple is pretty high in sugar. So if you're looking to better manage your weight, you may want to transition over to something like berries, maybe a piece of dark chocolate, like 70% or higher. Those would be good options if you have a little bit of a craving at night.
What about pineapple with peanut butter on it? I'm just kidding. That's not. I figured he was going to ask
that. Sounds too good, but sure.
Our producer wanted to know about drive-through fast foods and being able to flaunt them in front of us on a daily basis. Good or bad?
Oh, that's just mean.
Isn't that a part of the challenge, Nicole?
Mean individual, Nicole.
A part of the challenge, Nicole, is to put really delicious food in front of them, and they have to learn to not touch it.
Yeah, I mean, that's where willpower comes in. But everybody says willpower is a muscle, which is true, but muscles wear out over time. So that's where true habit change comes in.
I'll be a little more
sensitive.
And
you tell yourself, I don't eat this versus I can't eat this. And you won't want that fast food. It's so hard on your body, and you only have one body, and you got to take care of it.
Two things Nicole learned. Joel loves peanut butter, and Nick is a a-hole. That's what we learned today. Great job, Nicole. Yep. Thank you so much.
That's Nicole Fennell. Thank you, Nicole. We appreciate you. Check her website out at choosefoodwisely.com. That's C-H-E-W-S, choosefoodwisely.com. Breaking news. A guy by the name of Will Power has been added to the Nick trade. They're trying to reinvent it before the deadline. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspect.
Hey, and speaking of making smart decisions, I think I have one that everybody should pay attention to, and it's HealthyGourmet.com. If you want to eat healthy and you don't want to have a lot of extra stuff that you have to do, like prep work, like grocery shopping, like cooking, like cleaning up, and then putting it all in the Tupperware, and then having to clean all that later, go to HealthyGourmet.com and order your meals online. You can customize the meals. They're all made from scratch. And here's the thing. You don't have to cook. I love that part. And it's fresh. When you get it, you throw it in the microwave and you steam it. If you're not going to eat it right away, you can freeze it and save them for later. And I said the best thing is the not cooking and cleaning. But also, you don't have to go out and get the food. You can have it delivered to your door. And right now they're running a special. If you put in the promo code ESPN975, you'll save 10%. And if you order $99 or more, and you know you're going to eat $99 or more of food anyways, they'll deliver it for free. And it doesn't matter if you need a vegan option, low carb, gluten-free, paleo, whatever it is. They've got your choices. You want to add some carbs to your meal. It's all right there for you, all easy to customize, have it shipped. And I'm telling you what, I've been eating it. I've dropped almost 10 pounds in just over a week. I'm eating 3 meals a day, and they're all healthy gourmet meals. Of course, I'm running, so you got to exercise. But get online at HealthyGourmet.com. Get you some meals. Start losing weight today. HealthyGourmet.com.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, want to make sure everybody remembers Houston Family Nutrition is an official partner of ours with the Usual Suspects Weight Loss Challenge. Our man Mo has just been getting a lot of you to reach out and get with him. He's been getting with you, giving you like weekly plans and keeping a diary of what you're eating and making suggestions when he gets to review that. So you can always reach out to @HOU Fam Nutrition on Twitter. And Mo, he's great about getting back to you. And again, follow any of us. And he's given us daily tips so that you got a new tip every day that you can follow as well. And he's been great on the Facebook page as well as getting everybody involved in activities, staying healthy, staying active. All
he's
those
got
great
the playbooks
things.
That he does every week, which are pretty badass. And he'll give you kind of what to do for the week. So, and I think he mails those out too. So if you hit him up, you can get on his mailing list if you're not sure of where to get started or maybe your weight loss is stalling out. Definitely hit up Mo, Hugh Fam Nutrition, and C-Force Water. Is one of the sponsors of the Usual Suspects Weight Loss Challenge. So we've got you covered. I mean, we've got Healthy Gourmet, C-Force Water, Moa Houston Family Nutrition. We're getting guests every week. We've had guys that talked about food. They've talked about stretching. Maybe next week we'll do a weightlifter. I don't know. I just put Nick on the spot. He's like, dude, really? Yeah. That's how I did that. That just happened.
We get a swimmer that wears those skivvies that you wear.
But here's what I want. This is what I want next week, Nick. And you're my producer. You see how I did that? You see? You like that? I said, you're my producer.
I liked it, but I see how you did
You're that. My producer.
Okay.
I want you to get someone that specializes in sit and be fit. You got to find like a 90-year-old woman with good hips.
I think you just coined a new name of a company. Sit and be fit.
No, that's a thing. You're too young for that.
Oh, so this
Do you remember Sit and Be Fit, Joel?
No,
thank
God. Is that something you did at your desk?
No, this was on. It came on Channel 8 when I was a kid.
No clue.
And it was this old lady, and she wore like a unitard with these LA Gear shoes. She was maybe 50 or 60, and she would sit in a chair and show old people how to exercise because you know they can't get up and move around. So it was all exercises that you could do while sitting down. But it would literally be something like they would flex their ankle. Or they would put their arms out and like do the small circles, or they would just flex it. Yeah, I mean it was just sit and be fit.
How long did that last?
A while,
really?
Yeah, there's a lot of old people. They just keep coming. They don't go away.
What followed her show? That guy
every
with the afro that painted.
Every year, there's new old people. Go figure. They're just.
Was she on for a half hour, and then the guy with the afro that painted was on after that?
I don't know. I don't remember the order, but it was around that time, I believe. Yeah. Sit and be fit. So I want an expert for that next week.
Okay.
I'm just messing with
you. I know you are.
I don't want that. It would be good to have a weightlifting expert so I can get some tips.
I'm open to taking requests from listeners if you want a particular – like she's a registered nutrition and dietitian. So, right. I mean, we're going to bring somebody from different fields. There's so many different ways to lose weight. There's so many
– And we're just giving different voices. Tips. The more we can give you variety, maybe, you know, everybody has different tastes and also, you know, different – choices to make in terms of what's going to register with them, it's going to work. And so that's why, you know, our guy on staff is Mo. We tried to trade him for LeBron and some draft picks. It didn't work out, so we're keeping him. But Mo is always available, and he's great about even answering his phone as well as his tweets. So once you get in touch with us and we get you in touch with Mo, or you can just tweet him, all that information is there. But weekly, we've had Kylie Wong talking about stretching. We're just going to give you different voices that you can hear that might register with you and say, I need to try that. You know, try some different things, see what works for you. And at the end of the day, all that matters is you're losing weight, you're feeling great, and things are working for you, whether you're in the challenge or not.
Right? Yeah. Two things. One, I'm glad we're doing another giveaway because apparently the Joke Joint's phone system crashed.
Nice.
So I don't know if anyone got in. I just said, hey, did you get some winners? He goes, well, yeah. But the phone line crashed, so I don't know what the hell happened, but we'll do it again at 3:30. And also, I just wanted to give a shout-out to Megan McKeithen and Isaiah Carey. I just got confirmation. So we had talked about it last week, but I'm going to be on the Isaiah Factor tonight at 10:45, and I'm really going to try not to embarrass myself.
Or us, by the way.
What?
You represent the show, too, exactly. When you're out there.
Don't
screw up and wear some clown suit and then say the wrong thing and
put
make us look bad.
Put some respect on our name.
Yeah.
What?
This By the way,
about you guys.
Name.
This is about me.
We're kind of trying to make it about all three of us.
Yeah,
is what we're trying
to do. I'm sorry, but I don't recall Joel mentioning me when he did Sports Sunday or whatever it was.
I certainly did. I did it five times, and in the editing process, they cut it out.
Oh, you're a damn
lie. I said I do the show with Barry Laminack and Nick Schreiber, and all of a sudden, when I saw the final product, they cut it out.
Such a liar.
They were short on time.
If you think for 1 second I'm mentioning either of you, you are out of your minds.
Not a Twitter handle mention or anything?
I am going in as a co-host on The Usual Suspects. I might even just put host. I might just say host.
Of The Usual Suspects?
No, it's not going to be suspects. There's not going to be an S. It's just going to be The Usual Suspect.
Isn't that what it is on Houston Sports and stuff?
Is that what it says?
I think it's the host, Barry Warner, the host on ESPN 97.5.
Oh, well, I mean, technically...
Look what you I did, Freudian
dump him
slip.
For that. No, don't. Nick's like, really? No.
I said Barry Warner.
But, yeah, I mean, but technically that's right. You're the host of The Usual Suspects. I'm the host of The Usual Suspects.
I think we're hosts or a host.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. But you just say the host, right?
Can we call in the Isaiah Factor? Oh, it's not available. Nick and I thank sitting in God. The living room in our house is going, hey, I'd like to know about but, what you're eating later.
Yeah. So what are they going to talk to you about?
I have no idea. That's what I asked her. I was like, is there any topics I should prep for? She's like, nah, he just rolls with it. I was like, oh, okay.
On well, TV, too. Like and, us. I like it.
I'm hoping
it's
I don't
late
curse.
Night, so he gets a little freaky on that I show, like too. That. I told you
ooh,
that.
Like, he's going to get freaky with me?
First, it's Caitlin and Coco doing the 10 o'clock Anything Goes news.
Yeah.
And then after they stroll off the set, you get the Isaiah Factor.
Nice.
And a lot the of, factor is X.
A lot of people texting or tweeting pictures of Sit and Be Fit. You guys need to get on this.
Yeah, we even had a caller call in and say, sit and, fee bit, sit and be bit, whatever. Sit and be fit is still on TV.
Oh, it's still going?
According to whoever called intern Andrew.
They just keep making old people. Every year, the factory never runs out.
I'm never going to say that or Worcestershire ever again.
Yes, you are. By the way, call low heat because I gave my wife a secret that she can't say cardboard on the air. Call low heat for that. Of all the things I've said.
Cordboard.
Yeah, she says cardboard. I call low heat.
You got in trouble?
She's like, really? You're just going to put my business out there? I was like, well, Nick was trying to say Worcestershire, and it was terrible, so I just thought I'd make him feel better.
Did it make her feel better about that?
No. She was like, you could have used something that you can't say. I was like, they hear that every day, all right? So.
So we'll have to make sure that we, I'll be up for that. I'll be checking that out.
Yeah?
Barry on the
you're
Isaiah
a liar.
Factor.
You're
I am,
a liar.
You know, and I you know what would be great?
All you're going to do, all he's going to do is he's going to DVR it to make sure I don't say anything snarky or mean about him.
Not true.
They just could, he could care less.
I hope you get DJ T. Gray tonight, too, because he has a DJ every night, too.
Does he?
And T. Gray used to be the PA announcer for the Rockets for a while, and then he was the, I think he still does in-house DJing at games, but I think he's on 97. He does a lot. He's been on air. He's a great dude.
Yeah, I don't think you think they would have two of us.
They have a
radio
DJ
guys?
Every night.
Oh,
not
they
just
do.
Yeah, not just for the. They just play tunes.
A friend of mine, he goes by Big Angry, but his name is Charles. He's an attorney. He does the Isaiah Factor quite a bit as well. So
he goes by Big Angry.
Yeah, and he's like a lawyer and a judge. Charles That's Adams. Charles Adams, good dude, real good dude, real good dude. Man, I think he does the Isaiah Factor on occasion.
Okay.
So this will be interesting. I'm excited. I'm just hoping I don't embarrass myself, which is probably going to happen. I'm prone to do that. And not just like say something like stupid or like fall out of my chair or something like that. Like I'll probably curse on accident and it'll be live.
And if any of that happens, that will all be replayed on The Usual Suspects. I want you to know.
Yeah,
that.
I know.
Nick's only DVRing it just to make sure he gets the audio.
Yeah. Hopefully it's, you know, the audio will have enough power as the visual.
But I'm going to try to get him. Don't tell him. But I'm going to try to get him on here because I want to ask him about his YouTube video where the bug flew in his mouth.
It's hilarious.
I want to ask him about that.
You'll probably be cool about it.
And then I want to ask him about that moment with Aaron Foster.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's another good
and
question.
And the
yeah.
fact that he's one of the top five people on radio, people on TV in this market, top five most followed on social media.
Yeah, that's badass. And
the other four are women.
Yeah. But here's the cool thing, though, as I have friends that have had issues and just various issues that needed help and couldn't get it and reached out to Isaiah Carey and he helped them. And because a lot of times people won't listen to you until you put their business out there and shame them publicly. And yeah, some stations will do it, but you're in line. But every time that I've had a friend that I said, man, I don't know what else to do. And I just on a hope and a prayer, I reached out to Isaiah Carey and he came through. That's a good dude. That's a guy that's out there helping people and having fun and entertaining. So I'm excited about it. It's going
to
be cool.
Yeah, it sounds great. We'll look forward to seeing that. Tune into that. Barry's
I'll try to represent
shows.
You guys well.
Yeah, mention us twice.
Nope.
Headlining at the Joke Joint, if you don't know, 45 and Fuquay.
Nick, that's
don't,
right.
Don't try and say that one, Nick, because that one might be something we can't air if you hack that one up. But 45 and Fuquay.
I've made that mistake.
I bet you.
Not on the air. Not on the air.
The first time you saw it, did you pronounce it wrong?
Oh, no. I knew what it was because I grew up in Houston, but I've like fumbled it.
Fuquay?
That'd be messed up.
Yeah, it would. You didn't do that?
Not on the air, at least.
Okay. That's good.
Well, you just did. right, we're going to continue to roll on.
No, I never said the word. Didn't
say
the word.
Two in the books, one to go. Plenty more of the big show. Don't go anywhere. It is Barry, Nick, and Joel. It's the Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5.
Jump around. Jump around. Jump around.
ESPN 97.5.